Jeremiah chapter 46. This is the word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, who was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Hosiah, king of Judah. Order you the buckler and the shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furbish the spears, and put on the brigandines. For what reason have I seen them dismayed and turned away back? And their mighty ones are beaten down, and are fled away, and do not look back? Fear was round about, says Yahweh. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble, and it will fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that comes up like a flood, whose waters are moved like the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers. And he says, I will go up, and I will cover the earth, and I will destroy the city and the inhabitants of it. Come up, horses, and rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men come forth. The Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of sovereign Yahweh of hosts, a day of vengeance, so that he can avenge himself of his adversaries. And the sword will devour, and it will be satiated, and made drunk with their blood. For the sovereign Yahweh of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain will you use many medications, because you will not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land, because the mighty men have stumbled against the mighty, and they have both fallen together. This is the word that Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare you in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish and proclaim in Noph and in Tapanhes. Say it. Stand fast and prepare yourselves, for the sword will devour round about you. Why are your valiant men swept away? They did not stand, because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall. Yes, one fell upon another. And they said, Rise up, let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity, from the oppressing sword. And they did cry there. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He's past the time appointed. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely, like Tabor is amongst the mountains, and like Carmel by the sea, so will he come. O you daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Noph will be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction comes. It might come out of the north. It comes out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also are turned back and have fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity was upon them, and the time of their visitation. The voice of it will go like a serpent, for they will march with an army, and come against her with axes, like cutters of wood. And they will cut down her forest, says Yahweh, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers, and they are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt will be confounded. She will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, says, Understand, I will punish the multitude of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt, with their Elohim and their kings, even Pharaoh and all those who trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it will be inhabited, just as in the days of old, says Yahweh. But you do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for understand that I will save you from afar off, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return, and be in rest and at ease, and no one will make him afraid. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure. And yet I will not leave you wholly unpunished. End of chapter.